大家知道哈，万事开头难。
We know that it is difficult to begin something.
而好的开始就是成功的一半。
And we know a saying that, starting is half of the battle.
大家知道保罗有三次旅行宣教。
We know Paul has been on three missions.
那么这三次宣教都不一样的。
And they are different in nature.
那么今天学习什么？第一次。
So today we will look at the first time he has been out there.
我们要看一看保罗当年他是怎么宣教的。
And take a look at how Paul spread the gospel.
那么这样呢，可以启示我们借鉴保罗宣教的经验。
And this could help us in mimicking his ways.
让我们搞成剑桥华人宣道会也能够去宣教。
That our church could spread the good word like he has done.
我们先看一下他开始怎么去出发的。
So let us take a look at how he has started the missions.
他出发的时候，他是奉神差派。
He was sent by the Holy Spirit.
那么出发的时候，谁来参加这个宣教了呢？
And who has joined in this mission?
我们先看第一节。
Let us take a look at the first verse.
我们不因为是时间的关系，今天不会全读的啊。
So we will not read off the scriptures.
刚才你只读了五节经文，其实它有52节经文。
Because all the scriptures that we will mention include 52 verses.
那么谁去了呢
？So who has been sent?
从这里边你会看到有巴拿巴。
We see Barnabas.
这个巴拿巴是他的保罗的领路人。
Who is the man before Paul?
排在最后面的是叫扫罗的。
And in the last name we see is Saul.
那么在中间的时候还有三个人。
And there's three more, in the middle.
那么这三个人加上这两个人，一共几个
？So, what? How many is three plus two?
五个。
It's five.
说明什么呢
？So what does this mean?
宣教可以是一个团队。
We can go out on mission in groups.
往往也是一个团队。
And often we do go in groups.
因为神告诉我们，让我们能够发挥彼此的恩赐。
Because God teaches us that we can apply different gifts out there.
我在多伦多啊，然后在做研做这个神学院实习的时候
，While I was studying in or applying my knowledge in Toronto，
在我的老师的教会里实习
，In the church of my teacher，
他们正好有一次宣教
，And during one of the missions，
我虽然没有机会我能够去
，Even though I did not join them，
但是我看到了他们有牧师带队。
I saw that the pastor led the way.
有长老知识的参加。
The elders and the church leaders they joined in.
有会木工的、钳工的。木工 wooden 是吧？就是那个像耶稣基督一样啊，可以，没关系。Yeah.
Carpenter.
Yeah. OK. 他们去到巴拿马去宣教。
They went to Barnabas.
那么去年我们、
Bahamas.
去年我们华人啊有三个教会联合。
Last year there were three churches that joined in.
带着他们家的孩子一起去宣教。
They took their kids and they went on mission.
他们去了罗马尼亚。
They went to Romania.
蛮有收获。
They have received much blessings there.
这是我们需要学习的。
This is what we should learn from Paul.
还有一点，你看，在安提阿的教会中有几位先知和教师。
And we can take a look at in the church of Antioch, there were prophets and teachers.
大家知道啊，最早宣这个福音的中心是耶路撒冷。
We know in the beginning, the gospel spread from Jerusalem.
但是这个团队呢，最早保罗宣教出发点而不是耶路撒冷。
But Paul did not begin in Jerusalem.
他是个安提阿。
But he started in Antioch.
告诉我们什么呢
？What does this mean?
去宣教不一定从那个中心开始。
You don't have to start from the great city first.
任何教会都可以的。
You can start anywhere.
说明搞成剑桥华人宣道会也不能示弱，是吧
？So we have to follow in such manner.
Okay， 这是说他们是有谁来参加第一次旅行的
？So who has joined them？
那么去的时候不能平白无故去吗
？We have already known. So what is the purpose？
昨天晚上做了个梦，今天都去。
Do we just go with a vision?
怎么去的？
That we had last night?
为什么去的呢？
So why did they go?
对吧？根据是什么呢？
What's the purpose?
这是第二节告诉我们。
And in verse 2 it mentions these things.
大家看着啊，他们是奉是侍奉主进食的时候，圣灵说。
So while they were worshiping and fasting,
okay, 圣灵是我们这三位一体神的第一个位格。
The Holy Spirit said,
第三个位格了。
The Holy Spirit is a third of the Trinity.
那么主耶稣基督升天以后，他的权柄都交给谁了？
So after Jesus has went to the heavens, who did he send?
交给圣灵了。
He sent the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是可以说话的。
And the Holy Spirit can speak.
Okay, 是受神的派遣。
Because he is sent by the Lord.
后面他有什么呢？我分派巴拿巴和扫罗。
It says, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul.
他说呢，他这是把不是说把保罗和巴拿巴分到不同的地方。
Not that they shall be apart from each other.
他们是能是把他们分别出来。
But to separate them from the others.
说特别派遣他们。
That I have special plans for them.
所以呢，我们在这个宣教的时候哈，去派传宣教的时候，并不是说每一个人都可以带队。
So not everyone while on mission can lead the team.
神要拣选特别的恩赐的人来带队。
Because God will select the few with special gifts, they will lead.
你不一定当带队，但是你可以做帮手。
Even though not everyone can lead, you can always help.
那么我们知道有护照和没有护照是完全不一样的。
We know that to be called and to not be called is completely different.
大家记住啊，在这个中国，在今昨天一九零五年六月三号是一个很重要的日子。
We know that 1905 is an important year.
是这个叫戴德生，他去中国，死在中国的浙江应该是。
We know Hudson Taylor, he has passed away that year.
对，湖南长沙。
In city of Changsha in China.
他是继保罗以后，在这个十九世纪末、二十世纪初宣教最广的人。
He is a great influence in the missions of China.
他有明确的护照。
And God has clearly called him.
好，当然，同样也有一些情况是我们反对的。Something we are against, right? 对，没关系，对。那么有的呢，哎呀，我就是说，哎呀，没有什么事情可做。
Oh, we might have a different,
对吧？
Views because we might say, we have nothing to do on this mission.
我就想当牧师。
Or I want to do something else. I want to be the pastor.
这种情况都出现了。
We see some cases like that.
耽误神的羊 ，right?
And it doesn't help in the will of God.
我碰见了一个人哦。
I've met a person.
他我问他，你有没有你想当牧师？你有没有这个怎么信主的
？So you want to be a pastor? So how? Tell me how did you come to Christ?
糊里糊涂。
He couldn't explain himself.
又问你怎么呼召做先传道人呢
？So how did God call you to become? A pastor.
说不清道不明。
He couldn't give any reasons.
那么再一问，你这个这么多年来做什么呢
？So and I continue to ask him what has you done in the past.
我只是没事可做。
He couldn't say anything.
这告诉我们，神的呼召很重要。如果说你做这个
，So we know that to be called is very important.
那后面呢？他们宣教，你要去哪里呢？
So, where do they go in their missions?
你不能随便去了。
You can't just walk out the door.
比如说，我要到北京去宣教中南海。
Say I want to.
对。
Go
central government. They're in the office place, right? Right.
Go spread the gospel in the Chinese government.
还没进门都给抓起来了。
Without entering the door, I'd probably get arrested.
那么他去哪里呢
？So where do I go?
看他们第三四节啊。
So where did they go?
这个很有讲究的。
So in verse 3 and 4 it says this.
他说：“我跟你说什么呢？就下到西流基，从那里坐船往居比路去。
”So they went down to Seleucia and sailed from there to Cyprus.
他要去居比路。这个居比路是个什么地方呢
？So where is Seleucia?
你知道第一次宣教如果失败了的话，第二次很难再去了。
We know that if you failed on your first attempt in an area, it's harder the second time.
如果做好了的话，就是成功的一半呐。
But if it went well the first time, then perhaps it will be better than.
这个具比路呢，第一个和巴拿巴有关系。
And this area of Seleucia is in relation to Barnabas.
是巴拿巴成长的地方。
Because Barnabas grew up there.
是罗马帝国当时的时候一个大的城市。
It is one of the bigger cities in the kingdom of Rome.
还有呢，这个居比路的地方已经有信徒了。
And there are some believers in the city.
光有信徒还不成呢。
And not only so.
没有福音的负担。
No burden for the gospel, right? 对。
没有，他不想传福音没用啊。
不。
If they don't, right? If they're the people, if even they are disciples, but they don't have, for calling for the gospels, it doesn't make sense.
Okay, 行 ，OK。
那么他们呢？那么这个时候呢？这个地方哈，居比路这个地方，第一，它是巴拿巴这个领队的他的故乡；第二是什么呢？这个地方已经有那个信徒；第三就是说，这个地方呢，很多这个信徒呢，还有福音的负担，愿意传福音。
So first, is the family, is a place where Barnabas grew up in, and second, there are a lot of believers there. And third, there's a burden of to spread the gospel, in the area.
我们想一想，在那个年代里哈，应着这么选择这样去是完全合理的。
So it is logical to pick such a place to begin your journeys.
为他们的宣教打下了后面的路，开拓了，就打下了基础。
It's a great foundation to begin your mission on.
当然，这个不一定完全适合我们现在的情况。
So, but this might not apply to our situation exactly.
那么他们选了这个地方去以后，那么他们要去了以后要做什么呢
？So they went there, and what did they do in that place?
我们说他们要侍奉神了，对吧
？We know that they were there to, for the will of God.
这也是我们最感兴趣的事情。
And this is of great interest to us.
叫什么？同心侍奉。
So we serve the Lord together.
同做主工。
With the same heart and work together for the Lord.
他们要干什么呢
？So what did they do there?
就像我们现在做的。
Is this like what we're doing right now?
第十三章的第五节。
In verse 5 it says.
他们到了这个撒拉米以后，就在犹太各会堂里传讲神的道。
When they arrived at Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the Jewish synagogues.
那么这里面你看到是各会堂里。
So, it mentioned they were spreading the word in all the synagogues.
犹太人啊，不管到了哪里，他们就要建立自己的会堂。
In Jewish culture, they have many synagogues, spread throughout the area they live in.
到那里学习神的话语，来崇拜神。
Yeah, all the people will gather there to worship the Lord.
那么保罗和巴拿巴他们这个队的人
，Saul and Barnabas they would be sent there.
他们都有这样的背景
，and they had experience working in the synagogue.
所以他们不限于一个地方，他们去讲道。
So they weren't limited to just one place.
他们也不害怕。
They weren't afraid of the people there.
那么这里面说了一个约翰。
And it also mentioned John here.
你可能啊和我们其他的这个使徒约翰给混了。
Don't be confused with John the Baptist.
那么其实这里的约翰不是那个约翰。
This John is another John.
有三个约翰至少。
There's at least three Johns that were mentioned.
第一个我们知道，大家知道施洗约翰，是不是
？We know John the Baptist.
那么后面就是说我们写福音书的这个约翰。
We also know the John, the writer of the Gospels.
他们这里提到这个约翰，实际上虽然是一个配角。
Clearly, this John is just a helper.
但是他给我们一个启示。
But it shows us.
宣教需要帮手。
That to be in missions, you need a helping hand.
那么一些情况发生的时候，后来你会看到这个约翰呢，他离开了他们这个团队。
And we can see that this John has left this. This team later on.
对，就是说第十三节告诉我们，回到耶路撒冷去了。
He has returned to Jerusalem later on.
他们作为一个团队，不同的需求，他们又不同受到神的安排，他们就去哪里
？Because they will go where God needs them.
如果一下我们再看一下这个《使徒行传》的，它这个第四十三节的时候。
If we take a look at verse 43.
那么后面说呢，
这个保罗和巴拿巴二人对他们讲道。
It says, Paul and Barnabas, the two of them,
劝他们务要恒久在神的恩中。
They, taught them to continue in the grace of God.
所以这个团队呢是同心服侍。
So they served in the same part.
同做主工。
They worked, in the will of God together.
我想告诉这点告诉大家一个什么什么呢
？And what do I want to share with you here?
你知道巴拿巴他是第一个保罗他的归主以后介绍给其他使徒的人。
You know that Barnabas is the first man that Paul has introduced to the fellow believers.
又是他从保罗的故乡把保罗找来。
And they have being in close relationship.
但是后来保罗很快就取代巴拿巴做了他们这个宣道的宣教的头。
So Paul later on together with Barnabas, they were leaders of the mission.
但是巴拿巴从来没有嫉妒过保罗。
But Barnabas has never envied Paul.
我们可以看到他的心胸有多么宽。
We know Barnabas is a good man.
我所以说我们能够舍小我。
So important thing here is to humble yourself.
求大我。
And to put your eyes on the will of God.
为了神国的缘故。
For the purpose of the kingdom.
我们可以把自己放下来。
You can put down yourself.
扫地没关系啦。
It's okay to be mopping the floors.
割草没关系啦。
To cut the grass.
是不是？脏活累活干没关系啦。
Whether it's dirty or tiring work, it's all fine.
只要能够荣耀神就好。
As long as it's for the purpose and for the will of God.
这就刚才我们唱诗唱的是吧
？This is what we have said in our praise.
如果我们搞成剑桥华人的相道会，我们能够学习巴拿巴这种精神，也可以给我们教会，肯定是 plus。
If we can act like Barnabas, then of course it's a beneficial thing to the church.
我也看到我们教会很多很多的众弟兄们确实这么做的。
And I have seen many brothers and sisters are acting like him in our church.
他可能有很高的职位。
Though you may hold a status in the world.
他不需要在这儿给我们做饭。
Though you don't need to be cooking for everyone in the church.
他也不需要修补那个房屋那个门什么角儿什么做这个事情。
You don't need to help the church.
他愿意放弃家里的事情，放弃其他的，我愿意做这个事情。
You want to? They were willing to let go of their personal enjoyment to.
非常珍贵。
This is very helpful to the church.
还有要干什么呢？
And what else did they do?
他这儿到这儿来干什么来了
？What else? What did they come here?
宣教干什么来了
？To be on missions.
传福音呐、啊。
They want to spread the gospel.
那么后面讲了一段的故事。
In following, they shared a story.
讲了很多的故很多的内容。
Has mentioned many things.
他讲的其实就那么几点。
But there are several central points.
他们到了那里以后，碰见一个这个叫。叫巴耶稣的。
So they went there and they saw someone named Bar Jesus.
那个巴耶稣啊，就是耶稣的儿子的意思。
Which means in their words, the son of Jesus.
那么这个呢，他竟传那些这个邪的东西。
And these people were actually proclaiming evil things.
可是他呢，和那个当时罗马帝国在这个居比路这个地方的巡抚有密切关系。
They were these evil members. They were actually connected to the governor of the Rome.
Okay, 这不这个巡抚呢？他正好喜欢听巴拿巴和扫罗讲道。
But this guy, the governor, he actually enjoyed listening to Paul and Barnabas.
那么他的想法阻止他了。
Oh, so this governor, he wanted to stop these false.
如果能够听了真道的话，他那个就是皮毛了嘛，就是错的嘛。
So he enjoyed listening to the truth.
那在这个时候，扫罗他开始发挥神给他的恩赐了。
So Paul here he started to use the gifts that God has given to him.
他就把这个巴耶稣啊，叫他魔鬼耶稣。
He called this.
不是魔鬼，叫他什么呢？是魔鬼的儿子。
He called this Bar Jesus, this person, he called him the son of the devil.
最后呢，让他瞎眼。
And he actually caused this person to be blind.
神的大能。
This is with the power of God.
那么这个时候，这个叫方伯的这个巡抚呢，见了这个异象以后，见了这个神迹以后，马上就信了主了。
So this governor who saw the miracle of God or the power of God, he immediately believed in Jesus.
这是他们这次宣教的带的第一个信主的。
And this is the first believer of their mission.
他们带的还是一个巡抚。
He is a governor.
你知道过去的罗马皇帝有个比斯康顿大帝，比斯康顿大帝，不用管他了，对。
So there was a great.
他一信主以后，把整个罗马帝国带到信主了。
The ruler of Roman Empire, he after he believed in Christ, the whole kingdom basically came to Christ.
在这个同做主公的时候。那么有发生一件很重要的很有意思的事情。
And while they were working, Paul and Barnabas, they were working together, their interesting thing happened.
它不是我们今天的主要内容。
It's not a center point today.
但是对我们弟兄姊妹丰富我们的圣经知识很有帮助。
But it's helpful in our understanding of the Bible.
你看这幻灯上就知道。
If you take a look at the slides.
记住啊。使徒行传第十三章第九节
In Acts 13 verse 9
是这个扫罗那个瞎眼的迫害基督徒的那个名字的从这一节开始转成叫保罗了
In this very verse Saul who has been persecuting Christians the Paul that we know
自己想办法把他记住了
He has changed his name to Paul
以后的时候人家问你呢扫罗是什么时候改成保罗的
So when people ask you when did Saul's name change to Paul?
那么我们要通过这节经文，我们要承认一个事情。
But through this verse, we should come to know.
我们要做新人。
That we have to be a new creation.
承认新人。
We have to acknowledge that we are reborn.
他一定在主有神有大能 ，right?
We know the great powers of our Lord.
那大家可能最近看到一个 YouTube 什么的
，You might have been on YouTube lately。
我也无法验证他说的一定对不对。
I cannot know if it what he speaks is right。
那是他说了一个故事。
But there was a video and told a story。
在文化大革命的时候，有一个女孩十几岁。
In
Cultural Revolution time, one girl is more than 10 years old. Yeah. 他用皮鞭把自己的老师给打死了。
She whipped her teacher and killed her.
那么后来呢？这个呢？他现在我看到他做了非常有益的工作。
But now she is doing something else.
所以我们人是可以变的。
Of probably good in nature, and we can see from this that people can change.
那么这个方叫方伯的哈，他是巡抚吗
？So this governor.
他这会儿他就是归顺了耶稣了。
He has came to the to Christ.
他很有权利嘛。
And we know he has great powers among his people.
所以他当把这个巴拿巴和耶稣，把这个巴拿巴和保罗啊，就叫到这个会堂里嘛。
So he asked Barnabas and Paul to the synagogue.
那么他们犹太人有个习惯。
And the Jewish people they had a tradition.
什么习惯呢？先读这个先知书啊。
They like to read the words of the prophets.
然后学习律法书啊。
They like to study the law.
那学了完了以后，就是说，哎，你们这有名望的，然后有智慧，有这个能说会道的人，然后你们有没有来讲一讲
？And those who had a good name and very knowledgeable, you can then come up and speak.
那这就是保罗，他就是宣讲主道，大赞主名开始。
And that's when Paul started.
这是呢第十四应该是十四十五十六三节吧这个这可能有一点差错啊有点意思啊
Yeah, verses 14, 15 and 16 talks about this.
这个方伯啊他很有这个就是对这个保罗和巴拿巴是很尊敬的。
This governor, he has a great respect for the, Barnabas and Paul.
他说二位兄台
He says to them,
若有什么劝勉众人的话请说。
He says, brothers, if you have a message of encouragement for the people, please speak.
你说是我们这华人的话，我们怎么办？
If we hear these words ourselves, what will we do?
你像我这种性格的话，可能站起来就讲几句。
If it were for me, I would just probably come up and say a couple words.
那大部分人说，哎呀，这样可别丢面子。
But many people probably say, oh, it's okay.
说错了怎么办？
What if I say something wrong?
对不对？但是保罗不是这样。
Paul is unlike that.
他有几个要点啊。
He stood up.
把握时机，大声，大胆宣教。
He took the chance and he spoke the truth bravely.
没有犹豫。
Without hesitation.
你不是让我讲吗？
So he was invited to speak.
有一些经文他说得很清楚吗？
So in this verse,
这保罗就站起来举起手。
He motioned with his hands and
以色列人呢 ？Right?
Says men of Israel.
和一切敬畏的神、敬畏神的人。
And you Gentiles who worship God.
请听。
Listen to me.
所以保罗啊，大胆的站起来。
He stood up bravely.
是尊敬。Show his respect, right? Right? 他是尊敬。
To show his respect.
他举起手。
He motioned with his hands.
就表示他要讲神的道。
And to prepare for the words of God.
毫不客气告诉你们，你请听。
He tells everyone to prepare.
那么开始讲了，乱讲一通吗？
And so how does he speak?
要讲的最有效率。
He speaks in a godly manner.
那么保罗怎么做的？
What did he do exactly?
我给他讲了一个叫有的放矢，针对会众。
So he knew his target.
那么些犹太人，他们都是对这个律法书啊，对这个什么很熟悉的人。
Jewish people, as we know, they had a good understanding of the law.
他们如果把他们的要点点破了的话，他们很容易信主的。
If you spoke the truth, they could get to know it and believe it very easily.
我记得大卫鲍森牧师讲过一个故事啊。
There's a pastor who once said.
他给犹太人宣教的时候，他去了以后，他就告诉这个耶稣就是你们寻找的那个弥赛亚。
He basically says, tells the Jewish people that Jesus is the Messiah.
那个人马上就信耶稣了。
And then the Jewish person he immediately believed.
他甚至讲的这个比这个大卫鲍森牧师讲的还清楚。
The believer he actually knew more about God than the pastor did.
那么这个保罗啊，给他讲了什么？他回顾了以色列人的历史。
So Paul, he reminds the Israel people of their history.
他的古代史哦 ，you know, the ancient history.
Their ancient history.
他从那个以色列人从他们出埃及
，from their departure from Egypt.
哎，然后过红海了
，to through the Red Sea.
他们一直讲到这个扫罗王
，to the king.
然后又讲到大卫王
，to King David.
那么讲到耶稣就是神当时间预定的那个啊，这个弥赛亚。
Into the Messiah that was promised to the Israelites.
他就这句话叫一语道破，点出福音。
And this is a verse that he used.
我想大家这句话，我们一起读一下。
Let us read this verse together.
一二三，从这人的后裔中。神已经照着所应许的为以色列人立了一位什么救主，就是耶稣。他把前面的历史段回顾了，你们不都是一直在找弥赛亚吗？我今天告诉你的，这是神的应许，你们以色列人中出了一位救主，这位救主就是诞生在伯利恒拿撒勒人那个耶稣啊。
So he has taught the Israelites thatSince you've been searching for the Messiah all along, I am telling you now that Jesus is the one.
所以呢，你要针对会众很重要。
So it is important for Paul to know his audience.
点出福音也很重要。
To give them the central point of the gospel.
我现在还记得很清楚。
And I remember this clearly.
我从温哥华回来以后，在家里了。
I flew back from Vancouver. And I was at home.
那天正好在家里吃饭。
On that day, I was eating.
有一个女孩敲门来了。
While I was eating, a girl knocked on the door.
个子也不高。
She was pretty short.
我就问她叫什么了。
So I asked her what her name is.
开始一看像那个中国人似的。
So I thought she was Chinese.
万一问她是日本人。
But she she actually was Japanese.
当时我马上包括你好，我得给老幺 ，right？ 我马上告诉他我也会日语哦。对
，so I spoke to her.
哎，这关系一下拉近了。
I knew Japanese.
对，我说
，so I spoke to her in Japanese.
然后我马上给他用日语说话 ，right？ 男你要思路的 ，right？ 你要干什么呢？在这儿是吧
？So he, I was talking to her in Japanese.
他说我为非洲人捐款呢。
So she told me that she was raising money for the Africans.
我说你到屋里来吧，我给你钱，没问题。
So I told her to come in, and I was preparing my wallet.
是不是饿了？我说。
So I asked her if she was hungry.
那真的没吃饭的时候。
So she actually was.
我说你看我现在我正在吃米饭嘛，对吧
？So I told her I had some. I was eating some rice.
不是炒个鸡蛋嘛，对不对
？Some eggs.
还有点汤。
There's some soup.
我说我吃什么你就吃什么得了。
Do you want some?
他也不太客气。
She didn't hesitate.
但是我的目的，我都马上脑子里有福音意识嘛，对。
So, but I was keeping the gospel in mind.
我想跟他说说日本的情况。
So I talked to her about, spoke with her about Japan.
我说你知道你们日本的现状吗
？So I asked her if she knew what was going on.
我说我离开日本已经十几年了。
Because I have left Japan for over 10 years.
但是我还知道日本的情况。
But I still take a look at.
我告诉他，我说你和我一马同马的在笑，一起同马的在笑 ，right？ 就是说，哎，你们日本人已经无路可走了，对不对？跟他讲。
I tell her that Japan is lost.
他说，嗨，是啊 ，right？
对，
是他说。我说你知道为什么？我说你们日本人不生孩子。
I told her that because you guys are not conceiving as much as before.
所以说少子化。
So the population is declining.
就是你知道，然后呢，必然是老龄化。
And people are getting older.
You know
the population.
这个整个社会没有动力了。
There's no goal for the society.
我说你们日本的这个信仰有问题的。
And I tell her that your beliefs are. Are in trouble in Japan.
我一下拉书归正传了，我告诉他。
So I moved back to what I was trying to get at.
我说你这个创世，你看看这，我拿这本书，我说这圣经，第一章都告诉要生养众多。
So I showed her the Bible and tell her that, God wants people to have many offspring.
我说你们信日本那个假神，永远没有出路的，对。
And there is no hope in believing in a false god.
然后我正好墙上也挂着这个有约书亚记的什么神呢？然后给他讲这个基督教的事情，然后就讲的保罗刚才讲的这些内容。
So I shared with her many things from the Bible.
就在50分钟以内。
And within 50 minutes.
我告诉我儿子，我说你知道吗？这个女孩信主了。
I told my son that this girl has believed in God.
不仅信主了，而且说她要放弃现在的事情，回日本开个面包店，专门传福音。
And that she was going to let go of the things that she's doing now and go back to Japan and share the gospel.
我儿子说是真的吗
？My son couldn't believe it.
Did you really convert her? 说我说我不是我 convert her， 就是你把她转变了吗？是吧
？Did she really believe in God?
所以你要针对她自己的需求，针对她的问题啊。
So yeah, you have to know what your audience needs.
就像保罗一样哈。
In the same way Paul has done.
高举耶稣。
Paul has upheld the name of the Lord.
他们讲了这以后，我们再往下看。
So let us continue.
那么耶稣是怎样一位救主啊
？What kind of savior is Jesus?
那么现在看来，你觉得，哎呀，我很清楚耶稣怎样的救主。
So many of you might say that I know exactly what kind of savior Jesus.
但是保罗那时候给他讲了这么几个要点。
But Paul at the time he has mentioned these things.
他说的嘛，让他赞什么？耶稣是至高尊贵的。
The God is of the highest.
这里第二经文啊，咱们不需要花很多的时间去念啊。
So we don't have to read this verse.
他说呢，他不，我这个是这是施洗约翰是吧？施洗约翰，只有一位在我以后来的，我解他脚上的鞋带也是不配的。
So while John the Baptist was completing his work, he said, "Who do you think I am?"
你知道解这个鞋带本身，这个我们中国人很少做，这都是爸爸妈妈给孩子做这个事儿 ，right？
He is not the one, he is not worthy to untie the sandals of the one that.
那么这位后来的主呀，这位后来的主耶稣基督，我就是施洗约翰这么知名啊，就怕我给他解鞋带都不配。
So as me, John the Baptist, I'm not even worthy to untie his shoelaces.
就应该说这个主啊，耶稣是多高啊。
So it is to show us how high, our Lord Jesus is.
那么你可能在这个哥林多前书十五章三到五节啊。
And you might see in Corinthians, First Corinthians 3-5.
那么我在上一周的星期六，我们也专门分享过端午节的福音。
And as I have mentioned last week,
那么福音有三个要点。
There's three points, central points to the gospel.
那么保罗啊，在这个哥林多，就是说《使徒行传》十三章27-28节。
Paul has said in Acts 13 verses 27-28.
他说主耶稣就是什么？是定罪被杀的耶稣。
He said that Jesus was nailed to the cross.
他本来没有什么罪，没有罪，主耶稣。
Even though he had no sin.
也没有，就是当死的这个都没有。
He was not supposed to be condemned for any sin.
他这里有个要点字哦，还是求比拉多杀他。
But here the key point is that.They asked Pilate to.
他是这个等这个保罗啊这么说的时候，这些犹太人都会有愧疚感的。
That the Jewish people they begged Pilate to kill Jesus.
让他们带着这个愧疚感去认识神。
So the Israelites they were feeling guilty.
这是说主耶稣基督为我们世人的罪死了。
And they came to the knowledge that God has actually died for their sins.
那么死了以后，假设就在那个木头上没动，第三天以后又复活了，人们会相信吗
？So what happens if he remained on the cross?
和平常人一样，死了以后被埋葬了。
And he was, if he was buried just like everyone else after he died.
这是第二步啊。
Will people believe?
就是说呢，放在把它说出来，把木头上取下来，放在坟墓里。
But so here it says that he was carried down from the tree and he was laid in the tomb.
我们有一点时间说一下从木头上取下来。
So let us briefly talk about taking down from the tree.
那么平常不是都说十字架十字架的吗？怎么来这儿来了个木头啊
？So don't we always say?The cross. What happened to the cross here?
那么犹太人当时的时候，他是用那种树干。
So at the time, the Jewish people they used a large block of.
那么在上面呢，弄上个架子。
And on top of the that tree, they would lay the cross.
所以他们习惯上叫木头。
So they would call that the tree.
那么耶稣基督为我们的罪被杀了，死了。
So Christ.Has died for our sins.
然后他真的又埋葬了。
And he was laid in the tomb.
如果到此为止的话，会怎么样
？So what happens if that was it?
这个救恩能不能达到完善的地步
？Could salvation reach us?
所以保罗后来你学过他的书信里面讲。
So Paul later on wrote.
如果主耶稣基督没有复活的话，我们传的都是枉然。
If Christ has not resurrected, then all what Everything we are doing is in vain.
我们信的也是枉然。
And our belief is in vain.
那么我们讲了很多，但是主保罗哈，他这段讲这个比《哥林多前书》十五章三到五节更清楚。
So, but here, Paul is very clear in his message.
那么我们常说复活以后是身体的复活。
You know that the resurrection is resurrection of the body.
然后复活以后永远不死了。
And with that resurrection.We shall not perish again.
他的圣经的基础在哪里
？And where is this from?
你要好好看下面这几节经文。
Let's take a look.
保罗特别在这里强调了。
Paul mentions here.
他强调什么呢？说神却叫他从死里复活。
It says God raised him from the dead.
不是说我医生让他自己复活。
It's not a doctor who healed him.
不是一个巫术师让他复活
，Not a wizard who resurrected，
也不是哪位伟大人物让他复活
，It's not a great leader who told him to get up，
是这位全能大能的神让他复活
But God who raised him from the dead.
就是神让他复活的。
It's God who.
所以主耶稣基督他就复活，这个升天者就永远不会再死。
So Jesus has returned to the heavens and he shall not pass.
那么后面跟你讲了，就说的特别清楚，三十四节。
In verse 34 it follows.
为了增加大家印象，我们一起读一下。
So let us read this verse together.
轮到神一二三，轮到神叫他从死里复活，不再归于朽坏，就这样说，我将应许大卫那圣洁可靠的恩典赐给你们。是不是主耶稣基督他保罗讲这段的时候，不仅告诉他不再朽坏。
So Paul doubtlessly says here that, Jesus shall not decay.
他从诗篇里引了两处经文。
He also brings two things from, the Psalms.
来佐证这个主耶稣基督这个复不不再朽坏。
To supplement the evidence that Jesus shall not decay.
是父神的应许。
Which is the, the promise of God.
所以保罗讲到天衣无缝。
So Paul is perfect in his words.
非常让人信服。
And he has given enough evidence for the Jewish people.
那么扫罗还讲着，保罗讲着这么的好啊。
So Paul has a great message here.
打动了这么多犹太人的心。
And many people believed it.
他们有一次聚会的时候，那么众多人就说：“哎呀，扫保罗啊，以后下次再来。”
So many people probably came to him and invited him back to speak.
那么最后真的那么多人就合成的人都来了。
And many people gathered for him.
对吧？合成的人几乎都来聚会听神的道。
To hear the words of God.
大家想一想啊。
So let us think for a minute.
如果是这样的情况，那些犹太人的长老和祭司啊，会有什么感觉
？What happens to the Jewish leaders, when they see these things?
那么扫罗他保罗传着这么大的福音。
Paul who, revealed so much to the people.
一定会震撼他们。
They are shocked.
抢了他们的饭碗了。
Because Paul has the disciple, their disciples has now became.
他们会有反应的。
Followers of Jesus.
什么反应啊
？And how did they react?
那么结果是什么呢？扫罗、保罗他们这个团队啊，遭受了逼迫。
So the result of Paul and Barnabas is that they are persecuted.
我们看着遭了什么逼迫啊？
What happened to them?
那么呢，《使徒行传》第十三章四十五节是这么说的。
Verse 45 it says here.
但犹太人看见人这样多
，and when the Jews saw the crowds,
就满心嫉妒。
They were filled with jealousy.
我也见过那些嫉妒人的人。
I've seen people with a jealous heart.
心里忐忑不安的，难过难受啊。
They have so much going on in their hearts.
那个法国把嫉妒严重的当成病呢。
And their jealousy could is actually a illness.
他们应驳扫保罗所说的话，并且回报。
They talk abusively against what Paul was saying.
虽然说这些人他们的人数不占多数。
Although these people who were against Paul were not many in numbers.
但是他们和罗马帝国还有当地的他们的权势在他们手里。
But they were in close connection with the people in power.
那么受了嫉妒这种情况，后面有什么呢？等他们这个后面在你再看的时候啊，会巴拿巴和扫罗啊，他们怎么竟然什么呢？逼迫扫罗和巴拿巴将他们赶出境外。
So not only were they jealous, they forced Paul and Barnabas out of the area.
所以宣教的时候会遇到苦难的。
So as we see here in During missions, you will face many difficulties.
你有的时候给别人宣教的时候，在你的同事当中有人讽刺挖苦你。
And while you're on mission in your life, you could see many people that are persecute you in many ways.
你看看你一天信主，你活得怎么样啊
？They might say you believe in Jesus, but how's your life?
对不对？你看看我几栋房子。
Take a look at how many houses I got.
你看看我儿子们有几个是吧？然后他们怎么怎么样啊
？See what my children has accomplished.
你还给我传福音呢
？But you're sharing the gospel with me.
但是，保罗他们遇到这种情况的时候，被驱赶的时候，他们怎么做的
？What happened? What did Paul and Barnabas do after they were exiled from the area?
他们这么我 该传的已经传了。
They have taught the people what they were there to teach.
该说的已经说了。
They said everything they planned to say.
所以保罗他这么说，保罗和巴拿巴放胆说。
So Paul and Barnabas they said.
说神的道讲给你们。
They said boldly, we had to speak the word of God.
原是应当的。
To you first.
只因你们所弃绝的道。
But since you rejected.
断定自己不配得永生。
And do not consider yourself worthy of eternal life.
我们就转向外邦去。
We now turn to the Gentiles.
中国有一句话。
It's a saying in Chinese.
东方不亮西方亮。
If it does not shine in the east, it will shine in the west.
既然这些人硬骨头，怎么给他讲也不行。
Since these people, the Jewish people won't listen,
还逼迫
they will persecute Paul and Barnabas.
对不对？那么我们就转向外邦了。
So now we turn to the Gentiles.
那么我们也遇到这种情况，在实际传福音的时候。
In our missions, we face the same thing.
我们的福音资源是有限的。
We have a limited amount of supplies in our.
你真的遇上一个人，你已经苦口婆心，然后要行为示范给他，他就是不接纳。
You see a person and you have tried everything in your powers and they still do not believe.
在这个时候，你先我觉着呢，就像保罗一样，不要再啃，花那么大精力啃这个硬骨头了。
I think in the same way as Paul has done, don't.Focus all your energy on that.
还把这个精力用到更能够有效的地方去。
But focus yourself on people who would listen.
我基本上也是学习这个模式。
And this is the way I act.
那么我们在我们教会牧养的时候，也是基本上遵循这个规则。
And in this church, I try to follow the way that Paul has done.
神不会放弃任何的人。
God does not forgo anyone.
但是神对我们每一个人有我们的目的。
God has a plan for every one of us.
我们要把完成大使命放在优先位置。
We shall put forward the Great Commission.
那么这样做有什么好的结果没有啊？
What's the point of doing all of this?
这个结果就是说福音广传。
And the result is that the gospel shall reach the end of the earth.
一起读一下吧。一二三。外邦人听见这话就欢喜了，赞美神的道，凡预定得永生的人都信了，于是主的道传遍了一代地方。所以神在引领。
So God was leading the way.
按照神的旨意去做。
And we need to do in the will of God.
神就会开路。
And our Lord will prepare a way.
他这里面有一句话，说凡预定得永生的人都信了。
So.It mentions here those who are appointed for eternal life.
他暗示我们什么呢？
What does this mean?
能不能得永生，在神创世以前已经定了的事情。
Whether or not you shall receive eternal life was already decided.
感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
拣选我们在座弟兄姊妹们。
That we were selected.
我来了加拿大以后，2001年十一月份来的。
I Enter into Canada.
Yeah, 2001 November.
对，
那么在一个月以后，圣诞之夜。
And upon the time of Christmas.
说寻找就寻见。
The Bible says, "Seek and you will find."
当夜，听了两个姊妹的见证以后，我马上归主。
After hearing.The witness of two sisters, I immediately turned to the Lord.
信主不要心硬。
Don't hold a hard heart.
说过了这个村没有这个店呢。
After you pass, there's a saying. After you pass a village, there's the shop is no longer there.
保罗和巴拿巴不会永远待在那个地方的。
Paul and Barnabas will not always be there.
早信主早受益。
It's better to believe sooner rather than later.
一人信主，全家蒙福。
And for one to believe, your whole family will benefit.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
你知道今天我们正道的要点了吗
？Do you know the key point of the message today?
要去宣教。
We need to spread the gospel.
要大胆的去讲。
And to speak boldly.
要赞美耶稣。
Praise the name of the Lord.
东方不亮西方亮。
don't focus your strength in something that cannot be done.
让我们低头祷告。